Christine, my first question to you is, how long were you in foster care?
I'd say since I was six. A long time. When I was in care, I want to say around 13 or 14 years old, I was affiliated with Lawyers for Children. And my team, meaning the people that were on my case and behind me, were some of the greatest people you would ever encounter. And prior to me having them, I've had some sucky, sucky social workers, you know, some that literally did not care about your life. So with the team that I have, Pretty Kataria and Mary Ellen Shea, they basically raised me. They showed me a lot of things like, this is not the end for me. You know, that there is success outside of foster care. There is life outside of, you know, feeling unwanted. From those women, I've learned that I have something that I could give. I have life experience. I know exactly what these kids are going through. I know exactly what it feels like to be from one home to another and feel like you're just here for a check. You don't really care about my life. So with that, I can teach these children that you are so much more than what you've heard about yourself.
They absolutely are.
You are so much more than a number. You are so much more than a check. There are a lot of kids in care who are so talented, just have so much potential, but they have no one to motivate them.
After being in the system and going through all those things, why did you even want to be a foster parent?
My little sister lives in North Carolina right now. She's like, hey, Chris, did you hear about the situation with Mark and D'Anthony? I'm like, no, I had no idea. She was like, yeah, they're about to be split up. And the foster home that they were in, Mark had had a seizure. This woman was awesome, though. She loved him. She was just so scared. She would rather him be removed than to keep seeing him like this. So I said, well, you know what? I'll take him. In the back of my mind, I'm like, did I really just say that?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you know what? Why not? Because there's no love better than mine. So May 3rd of 2013, they had officially moved into my home. And I was officially a foster parent.
Wow.
I felt like I had a newborn. I didn't get any sleep. They didn't get any sleep because, like, D'Anthony, the oldest, was so overprotective of Mark. I was like, honey, it's okay. Like, I'm here to protect the both of you. You can close your eyes and know that you'll be okay. You know, so after, like, that first week, then Anthony was Chris. You couldn't get him to shut up. You know? So it was just like, I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Can I go outside? Go. Fine. Uh-huh. Oh, man, it was intense. I not only had two foster kids, I had two special needs foster kids.
Yeah.
So it was like double the work.
So from a foster parent, you took this big, huge step and became an adoptive parent. How was that?
After adopting my little brothers, it made it real. Like, oh, my goodness, I'm legally a mom. This is something that I've feared. My fear is I don't want to turn out like my mom. You know, so yeah. I've worked so hard at being the opposite. I've finally come to the realization, turning 28, I was like, wait a minute, I just look like her. I'm completely nothing like this lady. I'm awesome. I am good. I have a lot of love to give. And it's just like, I have much life experience that can only better the life of somebody in my care. It's all been a blessing for me, at least, because it definitely showed me that I am so much more than what I've been told I was. I love you and I respect everything that you do, the effort that you put forth with us.
The minute I walked into your home, you made me feel extremely comfortable. Like, yeah, I really want to be here. And I'm glad that I'm able to be a part of the whole ride.
Well, I'm glad so that you glad. Are too. Thank you. Because you know, girl.
There's never a boring day with you guys.